All right. Well, CJ, I want to start by giving you some feedback. And so first, how does that feel?
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an immediate tightening of the chest and like, oh my God. Oh, what? Really?
What did I do?
Ooh.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm not actually going to give you any feedback.
But, oh, thank God.
but I want just to, for all of us to sort of notice what happens to us when someone says, I've got some feedback for you. I get like a little wash of shame. Oh my gosh, I've messed up somehow.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
And so even though feedback can be quite powerful, and I often talk to friends and family, say, talk to people, get it out. Don't let it fester.
Yeah.
And we can do it skillfully, as Brené Brown's metaphor from the same side of the table. We can do it with a positive intention. And she has this engaged feedback checklist on the BrenéBrown.com site. And there's lots of support for doing it skillfully. And that's part of me that wants to spend a little time saying, and we should be very judicious about it. Meaning, not everything needs to be fed back. And there's ways to think about it that sometimes it's maybe more about me than about you.
Mm.
Sometimes it's more, it's not so much about moving you ahead. And if I'm really about trying to be your ally in growth as a friend, partner, whatever, then maybe I need to think about there's some other things I could do other than, look, you did it again. So first, about feedback's limits is most often feedback is more to do with me than you.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Snin said, we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. And this is in psychology and research that a lot of what we can't deal with on ourselves, like if I can't deal with my own anger, I often then become very judgmental of your anger.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
And so, for example, there was this is a true story. This manager was getting team feedback that he was argumentative. And, it's like, okay, well, I'll try to change. But the person who was observing this example noticed that the people that were giving him that feedback were not the kind who could deal with conflict. They were really conflict adverse. And what they noticed that this manager was doing was asking tough questions, provocative questions. And so it was actually going to hurt the team if he stopped asking those questions. But it was more about their issue with conflict than what the team really needed. So I know in the past I was really judgmental about someone who's being really vulnerable because I couldn't deal with my own vulnerability. So it's something to think about. And this Jung says it well. Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding about ourselves. The other part about feedback being more about me than about you is we also need to be careful that we aren't giving feedback to homogenize to the dominant culture. Like this is the way we do things around here. So I, having been a young woman in business and a lot of my friends, young women, were getting acculturated that you're too soft, harden up, that you don't show your feelings, certainly don't cry, don't use soft language, focus on the numbers, not the people. There isn't things to be learned, but the question is, are we trying to make everyone look alike or be the same, and at what cost? So first, when I'm thinking I need to give feedback, I should be judicious about that. It's like, what is this? Why does it bother me? What is it in me? And also, am I trying to make everyone wear the and look and act the same? And that is the death knell for any healthy system, healthy family system, organization, whatever. How do we tolerate difference instead of trying to make it there's one right way? The second thing about feedback that's really an important limitation to understand is that it's not as powerful as self-observation. Meaning if I can identify for myself what I didn't do skillfully or didn't work for me or got in my way, then I'm going to be more able to self-manage and self-assess going forward. If I have to rely on you to tell me, it doesn't make me as strong or as able. And that's been proven in working with organizational teams. There's a Chinese proverb, learning is a treasure that will follow its owner everywhere. So instead of being dependent on outside forces to tell you if you got it or don't have it, you're going to be a lot stronger if you can identify it for yourself. And yet, it's really hard in our culture. Gregory Bateson, an anthropologist, pointed out that, quote, external feedback model begun by parents, the pattern imprinted by teachers in school and solidified by an organizational work life has caused external feedback loops to be the addictive, with all that negative aspects of that metaphor, for us in organizations. Individuals become dependent upon that feedback And unquote, that's Gregory Bateson, the anthropologist. So we get kind of hooked. It's like, well, am I doing okay? Let me know. Mm-hmm. As opposed to building our own capacity to really understand, harvest the lessons and inside out. And by the way, neuroscience says when you get an awareness that's an aha inside out, it sticks. Different parts of your brains get activated, right? So maybe I'm not helping you so well by getting you dependent on me telling you if you've done it right. Mm-hmm. But as opposed to asking questions, how'd that feel? What did you notice? And becoming more aware. Even videotape is not as powerful as self-observation because, again, you're dependent on something mm-hmm. outside of you. Mm-hmm. So, one is the feedback might be limited because it might be more about me than you. Two, it's not as powerful self-observation. Three, it could be a negative reinforcement that this is who you are, right? So, once again, you didn't follow through in your commitments. Yep, I'm a loser. I know, that's just me. It could be sort of a negative reinforcement in a way. Mm-hmm. It's like, yep, that, you got it. That's who I am. You lose a sense of hope to change. It just becomes, yep, I'm stuck. Right, so that's the third possibility with negative reinforcement, which leads to the fourth, which is where some positive power is feedback is about the past. So how do we instead support people about what they create in the future? Marshall Goldsmith, who is a well-known coach, leadership guru kind of guy, he's come up with the term instead of feedback, let's do feed forward. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, we need feedback. There are places for it. You know, often, sometimes I didn't understand how my behavior impacted others. I need to understand that. I need to understand if I'm not hitting the mark. I need to understand if I didn't do something according to that would keep things running smoothly. But feed forward focuses on what you want to create. So a really powerful way is to focusing on the mistakes. You can have a very constructive conversation. So say you just did a presentation that didn't do well in a board meeting or whatever. Instead of really focusing on, okay, let's tear the part and let's look at all the mistakes you made, let's talk about, well, what would you like to have happen going forward? What would it look like going forward? Mm-hmm. What skills or what lessons can you carry into the next round? And by focusing on that, it's much more energizing. I'm much less defensive. And you're supporting me in, again, what we know from neuroscience and change is starting to envision, starting to focus on what I want to create instead of focusing on what a loser and the mistakes and everything that I did. So there's a lot of power in it's not in place of feedback, but feed forward can be quite powerful as an ongoing way to support each ourselves into living into being a little bit more skillful. So if I want to listen more, instead of you telling me how badly I just listen, help me think through what would that look like if you were listening the way you'd like to be listening? How do you like to be listened to? So you start creating that. Let me just end with a Dalai Lama quote. To be aware of a single shortcoming in oneself is more useful than to be aware of 1,000 in someone else. So how can I become a little bit more aware and support that journey with the others around me?